Today we'll be doing Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, B'Kriyas Shema Yesh Resh Mem Hei Tevos. There are 245 words in Kriyas Shema. U'chadei l'hashlim ramah k'negati v'arav shel adam, v'sayim shliach tzibur Hashem Elokeichem Emes, v'chozer v'yomer b'kol ra'am Hashem Elokeichem Emes. In order to get to the number 248, corresponding to the limbs in a person's body, the Chazan repeats the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes out loud after saying them for the first time. The Ramah says, u'vazeh kol adam yotzei ha'ov eshomin mipiv shel shliach tzibur shalosh tevos elu. Every person will fulfill his obligation to say 248 words simply by hearing those last three words, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, from the Chazan. Im hayachid rotza gamkin liyamram emashliach tzibur enes r'badavar. The Rama adds that if an individual wants to also say the words a second time together with the Chazan, there's nothing wrong with that. V'im hu korei biyachid, if he's saying Shema on his own, he's not with the minyan, then yechavein b'tesvav vavin shebe'emes v'yatziv she'olim tishim, then he should have in mind in the 15 vavs that he says in emes v'yatziv and v'yatziv v'nachum v'kayim, etc., which those 15 vavs, you take vav, which is 6 times 15, which gives you 90. V'heim k'neged shloshes shemos hahavaya, which is shem Hashem times, which is, if you add up the three shemos of Hashem, shekol shem ola esrim v'sheish v'arba osiosav heim shloshim, because the shem Hashem of yudke vavke is 26, plus you add the fact that there are four letters, which gives you 30, multiply that by three for the three words, that gives you 90. The Ramah adds v'yish otam acher b'davar, The tesvav vavin olin tishim. As we pointed out, the 15 vavs, 15 times 6 gives you 90. Hakriya necheshevas echad, and the fact that you're reading Shema is an additional one. Hare tishim beechad k'minyan Hashem bekriyaso v'chsivaso. So that's 90 plus 1, that gives you 91. Havi ki'ilu amar Hashem Elokeichem Emes. It's as if you said Hashem Elokeichem, or the word Elokim, which gives you 91, is Emes. Again, it's Elokim, not with a kuf, but rather with the hey. V'yesh shakasu d'chol akori kriya shema biyachid yomar kel melech ne'aman shema v'gomer kishalosh tevos elu mashlim en haminyan shel remach v'hu b'mkom amin sheyesh la'anos acher baruch ha'bocher ba'amo Yisrael bi'ahava v'chei no'agin. The Rama quotes a minhag, which many people do, that if you're davening biyachidus, to simply say kel melech ne'aman, and that's in place of answering amen after ha'bocher ba'amo Yisrael bi'ahava, then you also accomplish having the additional three words. V'nirali mikol makom kishakori ha'matzibur lo yomar kel melech ne'aman, but if you're davening with a minyan, you should not say those three words. Rak yomar amen achar ashliach tzibur kishim mesayim habracha. Simply respond amen to the end of habocher ba'amo Yisrael bi'ahava. V'chein no'agin v'nachonu. And that's what our minhag is, and that is the appropriate thing to do. The Mishnah Berurah Tziv Katan Vav tells us lahashlim remach. K'di'isa b'medrash hanelam. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda v'amar. Rifus tihi l'sharecha v'shikui la'atzmosecha. Hatorah hi refu l'aguf v'lo'atzmos ba'olam hazeh uva'olam haba. The Pasach in Mishlei says that Torah is a form of healing for our bodies and for our bones. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes in this Medrash Hanela that Torah is supposed to heal us, both in this world and the next. The Amar Rabbi Nehorai, Amar Rabbi Nechemya. B'kriya Shema remach tevos k'min anivarav shel adam. The 248 words of Shema correspond to our 248 limbs. V'hakorei kriya Shema kis. Sikuno, one who reads Shema properly, kol evar ve'evar notel teva achasu misrapebo, v'dar rifus tehilu sharecha v'chulu. So each word is a tikkun for each of our limbs. V'halo b'kriya Shema in Shemela reishmem heitevos v'chulu. Doesn't Shema only have 245 words? So my takante, how are you supposed to rectify the other three limbs? Tiknu sheyehit shliach tzibur chozer shalosh tevos. So the takana was that the Chazan adds an additional or repeats three words. Ma ninu, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He repeats those three words. K'dei l'hashlim remach tevos al hakol v'chulu. In order to complete the number 248. Whoever recites Shema not together with the Tzibur will not be mashlim evarav. His limbs will not be complete. Because he's lacking those three words that the Chazan repeats. So my takante, what should he do? He should have in mind those 15 vavs in emes v'yatziv. V'im kol daya kori alav abba me'uvas lo yuchal esko v'chesron lo yuchal ulihim anos osam shalosh tevos to kriya Shema. So again, the Pasuk in Koheles says about such a person, that there's no way for him to rectify or to come to that number 248. When a Yachid is davening b'yachidus, so he should also quietly say the word MS, but he shouldn't repeat the word MS. He rather, in other words, he shouldn't say MS v'yatziv. He should simply start with the words v'yatziv v'nachon. Hashem Elokei Shechem Emes, who Sefer Asar Mamaros, Kosav, Shashliach Tzibur, Lo Yisai, and Balachash, Besevas Emes, Kim Keshachozer, Vyomer, Bekoram, Uvazay Mateach, Heshbon Ramach, Di Lavach, Yihia, Reish Mem Tes. According to the Sefer Asar Mamaros of the Ramah Mipano, Ramanach Mazari Mipano, he claims that the Chazin should not say the word Emes the first time that he says it quietly, but rather only when he repeats it, because otherwise you're going to have 249 words. But our minhag is that we say either the Chazan says emes the first time quietly, so most achronim assume that the Chazan says emes the second time, and the second emes doesn't count towards the number 248. The Gra assumes that the Asar Mamaros is correct. The Chazan should not say the word emes the first time that he says it quietly. If the minhag is not to repeat Hashem Elokeichem emes, you don't have to protest that minhag. Hashem Elokeichem emes lo yachazor gam kein tevas ani. He doesn't repeat the word ani. He simply says Hashem Elokeichem emes. He can't just say the word emes alone with the chazan, because that's like saying the word shema twice, which the Gemara and Mishnah Megillah and Brachos points out is like a form of kfira. You can't repeat the word shema twice. It's like as if you're talking to two gods. But if he pauses in between, we don't have to protest. We don't have to silence him. And Mariv, when you don't have emes v'yatsiv, so you have in mind that the three shemos are included in the word MS, the 91 corresponds to Elokim and corresponds to Amen. The minhag of saying Kel Melech Naman is a very ancient minhag. Let's say a person was making a bracha on a fruit or just completed the bracha of Hamotzi, but he hasn't eaten yet. So let's say, for example, you just made the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, and before you take a bite of the bread, you hear your friend also make the bracha of Hamotzi. So the halacha is that you do in fact answer Amen even though you haven't eaten yet. So he says you can't prove anything from there. Shatama Hagabazeh Bishim Shabracha. So Niskinu Dafkal Kriya Shema. That in our case, the brachas that we're referring to here were not specifically instituted to be recited over Shema, and therefore there's more of a problem, there's more of an issue of being mafsik during these brachos. That it's better to conclude together with the chazan. This way, you don't. Which therefore, you would not have to answer Amen to the bracha of Habocher ba'Amo Yisrael bi'Ahava. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Siv Dala tomorrow.